Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
Enrique Iglesias is now on hold.
Very cool.
And now he's on with The Burt Show.
Hi, Enrique.
Enrique?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Good to hear you guys early in the morning.
No, it's not.
No, you'd rather do these at 11 o'clock. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather do the interview at 11 o'clock. I'm going to be honest.
You and us both. Jen was just telling us about Pink and her tour bus. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't know about this.
She had a big...
What'd you say? What about the tour bus? Doing what?
She had a big tire blowout on tour.
Oh.
They were on the highway in Britain, but everybody's okay and everything's fine. They got to the next show and we're safe about it. We were just talking about how serious that can be.
That's happened to me, actually.
Really?
Not good.
Where were you?
Actually, in the U.S., but you know what always freaks me out about tour buses is the driver driving, like, at night. Mm-hmm. I always think, man, this guy's going to fall asleep, mm-hmm. and it always freaks me out. I don't sleep well in tour buses.
How long is the, on average, how many hours do you have to spend on the tour bus getting from one gig to another?
It depends. Depends where you're touring. Europe depends from what country to what country you're going. In America, the biggest state is Texas. So some of those drives can be longer. It depends. It all depends what type of a tour you have set up. Mm-hmm. But the longest I've been in one is probably, I think, 8 to 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Enrique Iglesias tour bus now looks a lot different from the very first one you ever had. What did the very first tour bus look like?
The first tour bus I had had a stripper pole in the middle. It was a tour bus from the 80s from, I think it was a Motley Crue tour bus.
That's awesome.
And we didn't have the budget, so we had to rent one of those.
Nice. So now what do you have, like HD TVs in it and everything?
Now he's got two stripper poles.
No, I had 5 stripper poles. I'm kidding, no. No, it's pretty normal. It's a TV, live TV. Has the one I have has like 12 bunk beds. They're pretty cool. They're pretty comfortable. I've toured in some that have two floors, which is pretty cool. No big deal. Like most tour buses that you've seen, most tours that I've seen, I guess.
And Enrique Iglesias joining the Burt Show this morning. You made a big old splash in the news yesterday. I think you made the promise that if Spain goes all the way through, wins the World Cup, that you're going to go water skiing naked.
How do you guys know that? Did that really come out in the news?
Yeah, I mean, it was all over.
Right. Oh, my God. Is it true? Because we just totally made it up. Is it serious?
No, it is true. But I said that in England like 2 days ago. Wow, I'm surprised. I'm a huge... First of all, I hate calling it soccer. I call it football. Mm-hmm. But
right.
I'm a huge football fan, a soccer fan. And the World Cup in Spain, I was born in Spain. Spain got to win the Euro Cup 2 years ago, and I was there. I was actually there. And I'll never forget this because I actually had the official song, and the record company told me, Spain never wins. They don't do well. This is the record company in Europe. I'm like, I don't know. I have a good feeling this year. I think they're going to win. And I ended up going there. I got to watch the semifinal, and I got to watch them win, which is pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
And this year, if they win the World Cup, it's going to be sick because it's tough. There's a lot of good teams left.
Now, were you serious about this promise that you made that you're going to water ski naked if they win?
100% serious. I'm going to ski drunk naked. at night. I do it at night, okay, because nobody can see me. I'm sure nobody will want to see me naked, ski naked, trust me. And this game day, shark infested.
So where's the location so I can actually book my trip?
The location's 185 degrees
perfect.
Northwest. I'm kidding. No, it's in Miami.
Miami.
It's the Burt Show with Enrique Iglesias this morning.
Do you think the United States will get on board with soccer as much as the rest of the world eventually? Because this is quite a debate for us here in the studio. Just wanted
you know,
your take
a question
on that.
I get asked a lot of times. I came to, I lived in Spain until I was 8 years old, and then I moved to Miami. And I remember I was a mediocre. I was okay. You know, I was a pretty good soccer player. But when I came to Miami, I actually played in a league. And I was really good in comparison to the rest of the kids because, you know, soccer was not still a huge sport. Mm-hmm. Now, you can tell that throughout the years. I think a lot of parents don't want their kids, I've noticed, playing football or because they can get hurt a lot easier. I think soccer is a lot softer and it's not as tough on their body. I think hopefully someday will. It's very tough to say because from what I hear from a lot of my friends that live in America, it's like, you know, soccer is a little boring. There's not a lot of goal scoring. How could there be a game where there's no goal scoring at times? I'm like, look, that's the way the game goes. And American football is so, so different. I don't know if it will ever beat it, but hopefully, I mean, you see the kids, the young kids, the younger kids starting to play more and more soccer. So hopefully 50 years from now, 100 years from now, it could be. You never know. And America's been doing great. America's, I was sad the other day when they lost, but they fought. They were fighters, and they're getting better and better.
Enrique, you and Anna have been with each other for 8 years now, Anna Kournikova, and you guys have taken sort of this why get married attitude, and it sure seems like I'm seeing that more and more and more now. Like, why do you think that attitude is sort of overtaking traditional attitudes about marriage?
I'm not against marriage. I just think that you can be with someone nowadays and you don't necessarily have to be married, especially when you're young, especially when you don't, you know, I'm not encouraging kids that want to get married not to get married, but if you can be with someone and not have to be married, and if anything ever happens, if you ever break up, good. I mean, I'm saying good, it's not good, but you part ways and that's it. You know, I think marriage a lot of times can complicate things. Having said that, I'm not against marriage. It's just the way I think. I feel, and I've seen this reading interviews from other people and celebrities, whatever, that for a lot of people, having children, it's a much bigger commitment, and I tend to totally agree.
Do you think Anna will water ski naked with you?
Is that a request, Jeff?
I don't think so, but I'm sure. I'm sure that'd be much better than watching me play. Ski naked. I'll tell you that much.
The interview just got
watching
a little.
Watching me ski naked would not be a pretty sight.
The interview just got a little creepy for you, didn't it? When he asked that question, I'm a little creepy.
Yeah, that is a little creepy. Why would you ask that? That's so rude, man.
Hey, the new single is doing great, right? I mean, it's working its way up on iTunes, and I think it's like number 10 or something like that right now.
Yeah, it's doing. I'm so happy, man, that the song is reacting and people are liking it. It's fun and it's different, and I'm just happy that you guys, the top 40, is liking it.
I couldn't figure out, like, a couple of weeks ago, from time to time, like, Lionel Richie's All Night Long was popping into my head, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out why. And then I was in the car by myself actually listening to lyrics and listening to songs rather than it just sort of being there. And I realized it was all about your song, man. I mean, that sample that you have in there is all about Lionel Richie.
It's not a sample. I actually sampled it in the beginning, and it didn't work because of the BPMs, because of the speed of the song. Mm-hmm. And I knew Lionel because I worked with him in the past in one of his greatest hits album. And I called him up and asked him if he could come by the studio and just lay vocals. It was if you truly analyze it, it's like, man, this is crazy. You're calling a legend up to probably sing just four words of his most recognizable song of all time for him, and it's crazy. But this is how humble and how down to earth this guy is. He's a great, great guy, and he came by the studio and he just did it.
That's awesome.
It's phenomenal, man.
Huge honor.
And the new album is in stores when, Enrique?
The new album's in stores next week, which is July 6th, I think. And it's going to be cool. There's cool collaborations with Usher, with Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls, with Akon, with some of my favorite Spanish artists like Wisin Yandel and Juanes Guerra. It's going to be cool.
Did you purposely not say Nicole's last name because you can't pronounce it?
Oh, I can say Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay, because I can never do it.
Yeah, it is tough, but once you get used to it, it takes a few years.
All right, man, and again, the date on that album is?
It's July 6th.
July 6th. All right, man. Well, we'll be watching Spain, and I know the ladies in here are going to be watching to make sure that you actually do water ski naked if they win the whole thing.
Yeah, we're definitely rooting for
Spain. Tell the ladies there that got bad taste if they want to see me ski naked.
Whatever. All right, Enrique, thanks for the time, man.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
We've had him in studio before, and he is just a really down-to-earth cool dude. Like, and he comes from a lot of money. Obviously, his dad made a fortune. Mm-hmm. But I think I remember the story being like, he didn't want to take any money from his dad or his mom at all, and
right.
he hid the fact
yes.
that he was singing.
He changed his name.
He changed his name and everything because he wanted to do it on his own.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. The Burt Show.
So Jessica went back to visit some friends in Arizona a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And One of the girls it had a real tough time over the past. I actually think I told you guys part of the story. Her husband ended up cheating on her, and they had a son. So it was nasty, and the guy just turned out to be really not a great guy, like a great dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up, they ended up going their separate ways, and he's done some really like shady dad stuff.
Is this the dude that you've been telling us about for years now?
Well, I told you the story because the terrible part about it is he had a job where if you worked in the job for like 20 years, I think, you could retire with full pension. He was a government employee, and he got busted on the job messing around at like 18 and a half, and they canned him, and he lost it.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah, so that was like a big issue. So like she had to go get a full-time job and all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he ends up, they don't reconcile, and he just ends up being a shady dad guy. It sucks. I mean,
like he's telling his kid he's going to show up and then not showing up.
Exactly. Stuff like that. He actually got mad at one point and put, you know, because they were sharing custody of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad at the mom at one point. So put everything that the kid had at his house, at dad's house, in black garbage bags and put it on mom's front porch with a note saying, if your mom's not going to be nice to me, I can't have you over at that. Just crap.
Breaks
stuff.
My heart.
Oh my God.
Heartbreak. Total heartbreaking stuff. Just shady, crappy stuff, right? So, and this kid's like, I don't know, 9, 10 years old enough to know what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. So Jessica goes out to visit a couple weeks ago, and when she comes back, I asked about this kid, and I'm like, you know, how does he process this? Does he know what's going on with all this shadiness? She's like, yeah, it's actually kind of sad because I'll say stuff like, are you excited to see your dad? And the kid is aware that he's like, I don't want to. You know, he's a crappy guy, and this is what he did to us. So I'm like, God, that really sucks. And she goes, yeah, you know, we were having a conversation, her and her friend were having a conversation, and I guess her friend kind of broke down and said, my biggest fear is that something happens to me, and dad is going to be the one raising this kid. And apparently Jessica took her hands and said, you have my word, if anything happens to you, Jeff and I will take the kid.
Mm. So is her friend going to put that in, like, writing, like in legal paperwork?
I didn't suggest it.
Oh, she didn't even ask you about it.
I mean, that's huge right there. Wow. I mean, that's a big offer to not have the consent of both parents in the...
That was like in the moment rescue effort, you know?
Right, but here's the deal.
Was it... yeah.
Well, it was the same. It was the Patron pool day, the same day that I got the message about Jen maybe being engaged or whatever.
Well,
so,
in the moment,
but it doesn't matter.
At that point,
it doesn't matter if they were buzzed or not. The offer is still out there.
Right,
so.
And so
and she
now...
said, you have my word.
And now my fear is that this... Because this guy is so shady. Like, if he was halfway shady and they just weren't getting along and it was your standard issue, mom and dad don't like each other anymore.
Yeah, if he was Slim Shady, you could handle it. But
right. He's fat Slim Shady.
Oh, my God. Slim Shady, y'all get it?
Got it.
Okay. But if he was, you know, if it was just normal shadiness, then so be it. You know, so that's what it is. But the fact that he is so jacked up that I could see mom going, you know what? And, like, maybe having a conversation with her parents and going, hey, I talked to Jessica. And this is what Jessica said, and like somehow documenting it, like paper trail, so that if anything happens, and I don't know what the custody situation is, but in situations like that, if mom's got full custody, like can she dictate where kid goes?
All right, well, hold on one sec. 1-877-588-BERT. BERT. 1-877-588-2378. The more interesting part of this whole story for me is, so when she came back and she told you about that, did you say, well, we can't let that happen? Or did you say, I understand what kind of place you've put, why you did it, but you have to go back and tell her to rescind? Or
no,
are you open to that?
I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I just think from here to with and going forward and such, perhaps in situations that are arising similarly where a person would have to live with us.
A human being.
A said person. Yeah. A child.
Where said person will occupy space in our home.
That you have to care for and spend
well,
money
that,
on.
Not just that. Take to
nurture them.
Yes.
And
raise them.
Raise them. And teach them right from wrong.
I mean, seriously, think of my mental state. Like, you really think me and a 10-year-old are the ones who need to be hanging out?
No.
If this
you're
does
like,
happen.
Sweet, we can get it back.
You would enjoy it. Yes. You would enjoy that because you have an audience that would laugh. At you.
Yeah, well, ooh, guess what? Eventually, 10-year-olds become 16-year-olds, and then they want my car, and that's effing ridiculous. So
I know we're talking about just a whole bunch of hypotheticals here, but you agree with Jessica now that she's put it out there that yes, the two of you will raise this child together?
That's irrelevant.
It's not
like that. That is irrelevant. That part of the equation. The problem is,
she didn't consult with you.
I just think that maybe you could have sent me a text.
And asked if it was okay.
You should have just said, hey, I'm about to run. You mind raising a 10-year-old or something? I don't know. Tweet that.
Something.
Yeah, if you could somehow get in contact with me before throwing that out there. Like, I don't even...
She's busy. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
It doesn't take that long to send it like a super poke or something over
sure,
Facebook.
Sure, just hit me up on Facebook if you could. But like, if the situation came down to it, I would obviously do whatever, you know, was in the best interest for me. But the
save that.
Yeah. But the reality is it's just, you know, I have a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have nights and weekends. It's a freaking endorsement phone. We don't even pay for the minutes anyways. Call me.
Hey Becky, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi guys.
Good morning.
I was listening, and I actually have a very similar agreement with my best friend regarding my son.
Okay, now, does your best friend have a partner in her life, a husband, boyfriend?
She does. She's married, and they have two sons of their own.
So how did it go? Did she run it by the partner?
She, after the fact.
Yeah, see, that's not cool.
But he kind of knew we're all really, really close. So it wasn't like a shock, I think, when she told him. He kind of expected it.
Really close is, hey, will you hide the cable bill if I die so nobody can see all the porn I've ordered? Like, that's what a really close person does.
But you're skipping over the personal part of this story. Like, I want to know where it stands with the two of you guys. Did she apologize? Did you say, okay, I totally understand where you're at? Did you ask her to rescind it?
I mean, it really was not. I don't really think it's going to happen. I mean, the
what
chances.
What if it does? Tomorrow morning you get a call. Something terrible has happened to her friend.
Then I'm going to have a great time hanging out with a 10-year-old. That's going to be a lot of fart jokes and stuff. And I will get Jessica to the point where she won't want either of us in the house. Will be my goal. But I think, like,
she'll sign an agreement with her best friend to take you and the kid.
Yeah, you're right. Probably the first to go. Yeah, she's going to kick you out first.
Like, it hasn't gotten to the point where we got to do, like, a personal analysis. Like, I haven't even thought of it. I just think that that's a pretty bold assumption. So, like, I kind of looked like, really? And she goes, yeah, I mean, and then, you know, made me feel like the jerk because it's like, yeah, I mean, what other options are there? And I'm like, I don't know. That's fine. We'll put a run in the yard.
We'll put an electric fence in the yard.
You put one of those collars on it and you get too close to the rope.
John, go ahead. You're on the Burt Show.
Hello. How are you?
Okay.
Hello, John.
I'm calling to let Jeff know I'm an attorney, and there's really not that much to worry about because the rights of the father supersede anything that the mother does. If she puts you in the will to get the child, it really doesn't matter because the rights of the father are supreme in the state of Georgia.
Now, here's where we're going to run into an issue, though, because my concern is, while it did happen where everybody was tipsy and it's all fun and games right now, like, this mom really is going to have the concern of the best interest of her son in mind, right? And dad's already proven himself to be super shady.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be a lousy guy. So at some point, he's going to do something that's going to make her go, you know what? I got to legitimize this. And Jessica has already made the offer. So she's going to march into an attorney's office, or she's going to sit down with dad, or she's going to sit down with grandparents or something and go, okay, let's legitimize this. And then she's going to come back, and that's when Jessica and I are really going to have the talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like
then it's for reals.
Well, just like the law, you said whatever state they live in, you're going to have to check the law, because he just said even if it's in the will, it doesn't matter.
But
what if dad doesn't want the
but
kid?
But this guy is crappy enough that I could see him signing off on it.
Or he's crappy enough to say, oh, wait, just a second, I'll take my kid. You know what I mean?
I'm sure I'll end up in a situation where I've got the kid and I'm paying dad money for something. I'm probably going to end up with...
How did I agree to this?
I'm going to end up living... I'm going to be homeless and Jessica's going to be living with the dad and the kid. In my house.
Tight spot, man. Tight.
It's just, yeah, like...
Just check with... Yeah, if you're in a relationship, check with the other one before you make a big decision.
Yeah, it's like going to the Humane Society and just coming home with a kitten. Don't do that.
It's really not like that.
It's not?
No,
it's a little bigger than
it's
that.
It's a little deeper than that.
Well, obviously the kid uses a toilet, not a litter box, but other than that, it's the same thing.
The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. The Burt Show.
Good morning, Becky. You are on The Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, thank you. What's up with you?
I just wanted to say that I have Edward, Jacob, and Bella dolls, and they're still in the package.
Good for you. Don't take them out.
And me and my daughter have red contacts to wear to the movie.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 18.
That's great. Oh, Lord.
My son thinks we're lame, but we're really cool about it.
So. Awesome.
If this is the thing that you guys are bonding over, then you're fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a great time. We're obsessed.
And the theory behind keeping the dolls in the packaging is that they're going to be worth more money in the long run?
No, because I probably won't ever get rid of them. And she's actually asked me, Mom, are you going to will your dolls to me when you die? Mm. She doesn't want my money. She wants my Bella, Jacob, and Edward dolls.
But the theory is if you ever did resell them, if you break the packaging, then it's not in perfect condition.
Mm-hmm. I really hadn't thought about that.
I've read that.
If I wanted to play with them, I guess I would open them, but it's just, I don't know.
If you're an adult woman playing with dolls, I think you got a whole nother level of evaluation.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you guys that when I was younger, and this is going to sound so trashy, I had a beer can collection?
Oh, yeah. I don't. I'm not.
My dad had one of those, too.
Yeah. So, and
did you pile them up in the window?
Really?
Now, keep in mind, I was 11 years old at the time. I got an 11-year-old.
Oh, whoa. It's not college? Can.
I swear to you. No.
Okay.
You were 11?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This just got sad.
And this was okay with your parents?
This was not only okay. It was encouraged by my parents.
Well, 11 years old, Bert was already living on his own.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I swear to you. Yeah. And the theory there also was, and remember, my parents knew that I had this collection, that they were more valuable if the beer was in it. But yeah, I was collecting beer cans from all over the world.
And they were like sealed with the beer in it.
In it, yeah. I had one can of Billy beer that had the beer still in it that was going to be worth, I thought back then, hundreds if not thousands of dollars.
Come on.
I swear to you.
How flexible are things over the next few minutes? Because there's got to be somebody with a more... whose child has a more
Seriously.
Inappropriate hobby.
I'm impressed with Billy Beer,
though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that would be a lot of money.
Because that's sad. Seriously. Like that's somebody would call defects at this point.
I had books about it, and I actually lost the collection when I went from New York to California to live with my dad.
Yeah, because
I came back one summer, and my mom had taken all of the cans and just trashed them all, the whole entire collection.
She could have at least recycled them.
It was bad. So I had this beer collection when I was 11 years old.
Can.
I was just telling beer can collection when I was 11 years old.
No, but
and these guys are sitting here and here going, this is horrifying.
It is sad, but Jeff,
that your parents would allow you to do that.
Jeff, you said beer can, but again, the beer was in the can.
In one of them.
In at least the Billy Beer one. I forget. You know what? I think my dad actually might have bought me that one.
Oh
and
my
I
God,
kept the beer
honey.
In the Stop. Billy beer can. And I think if you have that now, it's worth
it is
thousands
worth
of dollars.
Yeah,
you think?
It's not with us anymore.
Dude,
I don't know what Billy beer is.
Jimmy Carter's brother started his own brewery.
Right.
And that doesn't exist anymore.
They didn't make too many of them.
He passed away.
And I think beer can collectors will tell you that if the beer is in that Billy beer, it's still, I mean, I had them all, y'all. And you know how, like, if I do something, I'm going all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at that point, like, mailing people for their beer cans. And I had beer cans from around the world.
Did you make people?
Germany and Denmark. And I had rare collections of, like, beer cans from Pittsburgh with the Steeler team on it at 11 years old.
Did you have to have them opened from the bottom? Did you know that trick? Because I remember my dad collected beer cans as an adult. And
don't blame him. He was 11.
What did I know?
And you had to open it like with a bottle opener at the bottom of the can and pour the beer
so
out
the
because
top would be...
the top is preserved. Did you do that?
I didn't do that. No.
So that's not
you
geeky.
You sucked as a beer can collector. At 11.
Other boys your awful. Age were probably collecting like G.I. Joes and Star Wars.
Probably. Jeff asked the question. Is there anybody that you ever know that had a more inappropriate collection as a child than a beer can collection?
And somebody who collects cigarette packs.
Or this or is just being sad. Ridiculous.
Well, Camel bucks.
Yeah.
Or, remember when Camel used to do that?
Or weed. Hey, check this out. This stuff comes from Guatemala. It is so intense. Dude, you're 8. I don't do it. I just collect it.
I just collect the packaging.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. I didn't even really think it was that inappropriate until I just started talking to you guys about it.
That's sad.
Well, you know what? The good thing about this conversation is going to make the Twihards and all the sci-fi geeks not look so bad.
Oh, yeah. Old Schlitz cans and Rheingold cans, man. I used to go under our boardwalk in New York and look for beer cans down there like I was homeless.
Oh, my God, honey.
Just for the cans?
My parents would be, just come back before 4, baby.
Did you collect them if they are like, crushed cans?
No.
They would be preserved.
Yeah.
Wendy.
Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Okay. don't be inappropriate. Jesus.
Hey, Kit, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hey.
I had like a really similar collection when I was about 10 or 11. Uh-huh. I had a wine bottle collection.
A wine bottle collection? It's
That's
the same.
That's pretty bad.
It's as dysfunctional as a beer can
were
collection.
Were they full
right?
or empty?
They were empty.
Were they in your room or were they displayed in the living room?
They're in my bedroom. Like my parents would have friends over. Like their friends would bring like really decorative bottles to me. And
well, now I'm thinking about when I was in high school.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a second. Wasn't a collection, but I seem to remember when it was cool to do the candle drippings down the bottle and have that as decoration in your room as a candle holder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was a wine bottle that I had. And I was like, where the hell did I get that wine bottle at 16 years old?
But the intent wasn't to collect the wine bottles. The intent there was to collect candle holders, and it really didn't matter.
Got the cool green glass.
Don't you try to jump on this like, I want to be as dysfunctional as Bert bandwagon. It's not going to work.
All right. You win.
Don't get
you
competitive
win.
With me when
you
it comes to dysfunction.
You are the champion.
I give it to you.
Hey, Nathan, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. My grandfather actually passed down all his old Zippo lighters, so at 9 years old, I have a huge collection of Zippos.
That's awesome.
So I set fire to 2 yards in my neighborhood.
Very nice.
Okay. That's
very nice. That is still a huge collection. My wife is from the town that Zippo lighters are made in, and it's almost unheard of if you're a kid in that town not to have a Zippo lighter collection.
Zippo, Ohio, right?
No, it's Bradford. Bradford, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
You've been on the Zippo tour?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
you're
going to Bradford tomorrow.
Good. How are you?
I didn't really realize how dysfunctional my childhood was until I heard this story, and I started thinking, I'm like, wow. My parents, when I was 12 years old, well, actually, I think my mother was responsible, I had a subscription to Playboy magazine.
Sweet.
No!
What?
Can you imagine all my 12-year-old friends coming over when my parents were gone?
Now, wait a sec. Was this your dad doing the subscription for you so he could have them in the house without your mom knowing about it?
Well, my mom remarried. She was divorced when she actually ordered them for me. And I never even questioned her about it. But now that I think about it, I'm actually pretty embarrassed about it. But nobody knows who I am anyway, except any of my friends that may be listening.
Were you allowed to look at them?
Oh, they were put in my bathroom. They were put in the bathroom in like a case so I could grab them whenever I wanted to see them.
Oh, baby.
That's twisted.
That is. Wow.
And you just, which is more twisted, that or the fact that you just
now realized that, wait a second, that's not normal.
And how,
that's not normal.
How old were you when they were doing this?
12, 13, 14 range.
Wow.
And how old are you now?
I'm 37, but I forgot about it. I just didn't think about it. You know,
well, see,
it's
they
something
were,
you just don't reflect on.
They were projecting into the future so you would have a great appreciation for laser hair removal.
And now I've got a 5 and 7-year-old, and I'm thinking, my God, what was my mom thinking?
Yeah, right? I mean, we could have done this for hours. Shot glasses, collected knives as a kid, collected bottles of alcohol. Yeah, we could do this for hours.
So you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yay!
So bad. Normal!
Hey, The Bert Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. The Bird Show.
Producer Joanna here is just, she's just fed up. She's tired.
I am tired. And it's sad that it took me this long to realize that the vicious cycle of dieting doesn't end because I feel like you diet because you're about to go on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, I got to start working out. I got to start eating right. Everything you put in your mouth, you think twice about because you're like, I have to be in a bathing suit or I have to be in a nice dress or whatever it is, or I have to go shopping for a bathing suit alone, you know, makes you stress out. So you diet and you exercise and then you go on vacation. And you eat what you want because you're like, well, I'm on vacation and I earned it, right? I earned this extra piece of crunchy bacon, right? Right. So you do that and then you get back and you're fat and you're like, I have to start dieting again. I have to lose the weight that I gained on vacation. So I got 1 week of rest from dieting and then it's back on the cycle again. And I'm just so tired of it and I don't know what else to do. Like, I wish I could just not care, and I wish I could just be like some of these women that I see walking around who have, I mean, I have confidence, but I see some women who just are full of confidence, and I just wish that I
and
could
they're heavier than you.
Yes. And I just wish that I had that. I wish that I did not care, and I wish I wasn't on this cycle.
So this goes back to the same conversation we've had so many times on this show, that a woman is constantly 100% of the time thinking about what she's eating always. Even if you're on vacation, you're going to go ahead and eat it, but you're going to beat yourself up mentally for a couple of minutes before you do it.
You justify why you're eating it because you say, well, I'm on vacation and I earned it. So why am I constantly justifying what I'm eating?
Katie and I had a fight about this last night because we were trying to clean out, you know, kind of do spring cleaning a little late, sort of throwing out things. And so that meant trying on clothes that you you have to throw out.
That's not that's fun. The worst.
And I was uber sensitive last night and I was a total when I was going through that process. Because it's, to have the proof on you when you can't, you know, button some pants or you can't, you know, whatever, shirt doesn't look good, is just demoralizing.
Right.
And like you said, as a woman, I wish I didn't care. I wish I didn't care.
You're exactly right. Like you try on the summer shorts from last summer and you realize they don't fit anymore. And it's like, well, I don't want to go buy new shorts. And then you eat your face off because you're sad because you can't fit into the shorts anymore. So again, it's that cycle.
It's a never ending cycle.
I don't know.
One of my friends calls it, because I was saying that I'm feeling a little bit fluffier lately, but I'm happy. Like a few years ago when I was real miserable, I was skinny. Man, I was looking
usually
good,
how it works.
But I was miserable. So I'm like, so we were talking about it, and she calls it the happy couple gaining weight syndrome.
Like when you're happy, you're, you know, just maybe a little bit more relaxed. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you can just kind of take it like that. Like it's a good thing. Like you and Jason are happy or just like happy couple syndrome.
Except she's got her wedding coming up. So even if she's in this nice happy state, she always sort of has to be careful about what she's eating because she wants to look a certain way on her wedding day.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been trying on the wedding dress and getting it fitted and resized. And I look at the mirror and I'm like, okay, I got to lose 10 pounds, but I got a year to do it. But yet, you know, it's like I said, you go through, like, I think you go through cycles.
I don't know
of
where you're going to lose 10 pounds from.
I don't know where you're going to lose. I was just thinking the same thing.
Are you
going
to cut off an arm? Like, seriously.
No. I mean, it's the same conversations we have with Wendy. The both of you are so teeny, yet Wendy's always saying how much weight she needs to lose.
It doesn't matter.
As thin as it gets, right?
I got some junk in the trunk I need to get rid of.
Well, because you see yourself differently in a mirror than everybody else
envisions
you. So what you see is completely different than what you see me as.
And the sad thing is that you never cross the finish line. I don't know if I've ever been in any shape whatsoever, even as a teenager, in which I thought, you know what, I look awesome. No.
Never once said that to yourself.
No, I need to do this, I need to do that. Yeah. Never.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.